This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
You are listening to Dubai Eye on One. And if you were listening to Dubai Eye on One round about a month ago to the very day, then you, like us, would have been celebrating a rather monumental occasion, because it was a month ago to the day that in the wee small hours of the morning, this happened.
Aishara. تسعة اثنين واحد اطلاق
We have a liftoff at ITSO Luka number 42 from JAXA Connections Passenger at 6:58:13 a.m. on July 20, 2020, Japan Standard Time.
So history was made for the UAE and for many here in the region, but it was just the beginning of what promises to be a fascinating couple of years for the research team at NYU Abu Dhabi's Centre for Space Science. The research scientist Dimitra Atri joins us live on the line now to tell us more. Dimitra, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Can you believe it's been a month?
Yeah, it has been so overwhelming. Yeah.
Talk to us about, I mean, it's been a month that a lot of us have, you know, done other bits and pieces, got on with other things. Obviously, you and the team down there have been monitoring the progress of the HOPE mission, the HOPE probe and the mission to Mars. Maybe you can give us a sort of an everyday language update on the progress of the HOPE probe. What has it achieved in the last 4 weeks?
Right, so the probe is well on its way to Mars. It is going exactly the way it was supposed to go. It has been continuously being monitored with NASA's Deep Space Network, or DSN. It has three dish antennas, one in California, another one in Madrid, Spain, and one in Canberra, Australia. So that no matter what time it is, there is always one dish antenna pointing at the spacecraft, and it is continuously monitoring it. We know its speed, direction, information about charge in it, its batteries, temperature, everything. So it's going really well.
We had reported recently that it had completed its, and correct me if I'm wrong, its first trajectory correction maneuver. Now, put that into layman's language for me, Dimitra. What on earth does that mean?
Yeah. So when a spacecraft is launched towards Mars, it is not directly targeted towards Mars, because if something goes wrong, if it goes out of control, then it will just crash on the planet, and we don't want that. So it is intentionally targeted off the planet. And so once we know that everything is in place, then you slightly correct the orbit to align it with Mars. And so this is the first maneuver. It's called TCM, Trajectory Correction Maneuver, as you said. And on its way, there will be seven TCMs before it goes into the final Martian orbit.
So whereabouts, if you can sort of explain it to us, where's the probe now?
I don't know the exact distance right now, but off the top of my head, but it is tracked with NASA's Deep Space Network, and that information is available on the website. I checked last week, but I don't remember the exact number.
So we got that update for that TCM, as you mentioned, last week. Mm-hmm. As you said, there are going to be more TCMs to come before it, before it makes its target. Is that the sort of next update we'll get? Or what news-wise, what can we expect over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, that would be the next update, because right now it is cruising towards Mars. There is nothing to be changed. It's sort of in an autopilot mode. And even the tracking is going to be less frequent. So initially it was tracked each and every moment, but now it will be tracked once a week or so.
And give us a reminder as to when it's expected to reach its target.
Yes, it will reach Mars in February, but it will take about 2 months for it to completely get into its final orbit, which is the science orbit, because it takes a lot of maneuvers to get it perfectly positioned in terms of its direction, its speed, and so on. And that takes some time. So we will, it should be done by April, May, and we'll have the data by July, August.
And in terms of you and your teams and the team down at NYU Abu Dhabi Center for Space Science, what's your role in terms of the research and the data that you are getting and will get?
Yeah, so we are not getting any data right now because the data will start coming as soon as the probe reaches the Martian orbit. And so the main focus of our research is to study the atmosphere of Mars, in particular how does solar radiation interact with the Martian atmosphere. Now, it sounds trivial, but it's a very complex problem. Experts from around the world are working on it. And over the past several weeks, we have been contacted by Mars experts from everywhere, from Europe, from the U.S. They want to collaborate with us in analyzing data from EMM and doing interesting science with it. So we are busy preparing for that.
Well, fascinating times ahead, Dimitra. Keep your phone on because I'm sure we'll be calling you back before now and February a couple of times if that's okay with you. That's Dimitra Atri, research scientist at NYU Abu Dhabi Center for Space Science, bringing us up to date with the mission to Mars.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.